Please apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
It's 13 hours on Phoenix FM. Coming up, the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solutions, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Finance Minister says fuel tax suspension necessary to protect economy. World Bank Group warns climate shocks disrupting Zambia's agriculture and energy sectors. In global news, explosions at Burundi ammunition depot kill 13 civilians. With the news in detail, my name is Mutale Mulenga. Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Situmbeko Msokotwane says government's recent decision to suspend certain fuel taxes is aimed at shielding the economy from negative shocks. Speaking during the release of the Public Expenditure Financial Accountability PIFA assessment reports in Lusaka this morning, Dr. Msokotwane warned that allowing fuel prices to rise unchecked would have had a negative impact on the economy because the price would be too high. Meanwhile, Dr. Msokotwane has revealed that the country has moved past the era of frequent supplementary budgets, stressing that they are now long gone as government strengthens expenditure controls. He said improving the public financial management system remains central to achieving fiscal discipline and that government is committed to building a system that is transparent, accountable and credible.
According to the main assessment reports, Zambia has recorded improvements in aggregate expenditure outstand. Aggregate expenditure outstand compared to approved budgets. This means that the days of systematic and huge supplementary budgets have more or less been behind us. However, of course, there are challenges that we continue to meet.
At the same event, German Ambassador to Zambia, Sankey Seaman, reaffirmed continued international support for Zambia's reform agenda, saying cooperating partners will continue to support the speedy implementation of government's public financial management reform strategy.
We, as international partners of the Zambian government, will continue to support the speedy implementation of the 2024 to 2027 integrated public financial management reform strategy. It's a very long term, but it's a very important strategy. Its implementation, we are convinced, will strengthen budget credibility, improve expenditure controls, and enhance domestic resource mobilization. Your success in this endeavor is in our own interest as international partners.
The World Bank Group says climate shocks, particularly drought, are constraining agricultural production, disrupting energy supply and weakening labor productivity in Zambia. Speaking during the launch of the Zambia Country Climate Action and Development Report in Lusaka this morning, World Bank Country Manager Akeem Fox said the country's development prospects are increasingly being affected by climate change. He explains that the report outlines practical actions and opportunities to support inclusive growth, protect livelihoods, and build resilience while contributing to global climate goals. Mr. Fock added that Zambia can build resilience through targeted smart investments and policy reforms that will protect its people, accelerate economic growth, and create jobs.
The baseline scenario is sobering. Climate shocks, especially droughts, are already constraining agriculture production, disrupting energy supply and weakening labor productivity. So without further reforms, these impacts will intensify over time and placing a growing drag on growth and poverty reduction. But the report also makes clear that climate outcomes are not predetermined, and policy choices, investment decisions, and institutional reforms made today will shape Zambia's economic resilience for decades to come.
Meanwhile, Green Economy and Environmental Minister Mike Mposha says the country is experiencing an increasing frequency and intensity of climate hazards, such as droughts and floods, which continue to undermine the energy sector, agricultural productivity and infrastructure, disrupt livelihoods, and reverse gains made in poverty reduction. Ms. Mposha described the report as both a call to action and a practical roadmap for reform, investment, and collective responsibility.
The report brings a powerful message of hope. It makes it clear that there is no trade-off between climate action and development. Therefore, climate smart reforms are essential for achieving a more resilient, inclusive and higher growth development pathway. A green growth trajectory is not only possible, it is within our reach. In response to these challenges, the government, working closely with stakeholders, has already taken significant steps to strengthen the national policy and institutional framework for climate action.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, has approved a government-owned gold processing hub in Mumbwa District, which will serve as a centralized mineral processing facility for various mines. ZEMA Manager Corporate Affairs Ruth Kamwi says once operational, the hub will have a capacity of processing 15 tons of gold per annum and is expected to reduce the environmental impacts of having multiple processing plants, as all activities will be localized in one place. Ms. Kamwi says the project, spearheaded by the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, was approved during ZEMA's third Environmental Assessments Committee meeting held on the 26th of March 2026. She further explains that a total of 134 projects were considered, with 124 approved, including the construction and installation of an overhead fiber optic cable network along the Kalumbila turnoff, Kambimba border road corridor in Winnilunga district, which will cover a stretch of 140 kilometers. Ms. Kamwi says the approved projects span various sectors, including 69 in mining, 31 in energy, 15 in infrastructure development, 12 in manufacturing and processing, 2 in agriculture and forestry, and 5 in tourism.
The approved projects span various sectors, including 69 in mining, 31 in energy, 15 in infrastructure development, 12 in manufacturing and processing, 2 in agriculture and forestry, and 5 in tourism. Meanwhile, 5 projects were rejected and another 5 were deferred pending additional information in accordance with the provisions of the Environmental Management Environmental Impact Assessment Regulations 2026. ZEMA remains committed to supporting economic development while promoting sound environmental practices to safeguard human health and the environment in line with the provisions of the Environmental Management Act, Chapter 204 of the Laws of Zambia.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RATSA, has called on motorists and all road users to exercise caution ahead of the Easter long weekend, citing an expected increase in traffic volumes across the country. RATSA Head of Public Relations, Chilufya Muelwa, says road users must strictly adhere to traffic rules to avoid accidents during the busy holiday period. She has urged motorists to ensure their vehicles are roadworthy, observe speed limits, avoid drink driving, and ensure all passengers wear seat belts. Ms. Muelwa has further advised drivers to avoid distractions, unnecessary overtaking, and driving while fatigued, noting that such behavior significantly increases the risk of road traffic accidents. She adds that the agency, working together with the Zambia Police Service Traffic Action Section, will deploy officers on major highways and across the country to enforce compliance and with traffic regulations.
The RATSA is strongly reminding motorists to desist from activities that will compromise the safety of road users and celebrate with restraint, bearing in mind the reason for the long holiday. For those who will be driving out of town, riding out of town, let's ensure that we play our part and be responsible. Road safety is a shared responsibility.
In global news, at least 13 people were killed and dozens